joining us on the Troker College Live Line, Sabres beat reporter Paul Hamilton. All right, Paul. Now, when I asked you to come on, I was thinking here we'd be talking about another Sabres win, maybe going for five in a row on Thursday night. Things would be well. Instead, they lose to the worst team in the league and perhaps lose their leading scorer to boot. This did not go as I expected, Paul.
Well, maybe you should have expected this because it's a pattern we've seen for many, many years where, you know, they give you a little bit and play really well and tantalize you a little bit, and then this happens. And it's just a pattern that this particular group has done and other groups before them have done. And that's why the last four-game winning streak was in January of 2023. So, you know, it's been a while. That actually wound up being a five-game winning streak, but that's the last time they've won four or five in a row. And it seemed like they came out overconfident. And, I don't know, a week ago they were the second-worst team in the National Hockey League. I can't imagine how you would be overconfident. But, you know, a couple of players mentioned that maybe they thought it was going to be easy. And I buy that. They looked like that. They played like that. That they thought it was going to be easy.
Tage Thompson, how did he get injured, and what is the kind of the reading on it?
Well, I looked through the last shift. There was nothing on his last shift in the second period to say he got hurt or something happened there. So it makes me wonder, did it happen in the first period, and he came out in the second period just to see if he could go? That's what Samuelson wound up doing, too, is he had left and then came back one more shift and then realized it wasn't going to work, and he went back to the locker room. So there's really nothing that any of us can figure out. Lindy Ruff claimed after the game that he didn't know anything about either injury yet because he hadn't talked to the proper people yet before he came in to talk to us. So he had no update. They were not practicing today. So the soonest we'll find out about either player will be tomorrow.
Well, fingers are crossed when it comes to Tage Thompson, because Sabres definitely going to need him if they're looking to do anything going forward. You know, Paul, I watched this team, and I want to say that compared to the team last year, they do a little bit better under the eye test. I don't know if that, you know, matches up to the results on the ice. Obviously not really, but or anything that you'd see behind some of the numbers, but they look like they're playing a little bit more physical with a little bit more intensity. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. They look like a better team at times when they play the better teams. You know, it seems like they do pretty well against the better teams, and they don't do well against the lesser teams. They don't show up as well. Yesterday was a simple fact of, you know, they worked to get back into the game three different times, and they did it quickly. You know, they get behind, score. You know, they had that horrible last minute of play in the second period where Montreal scored two goals to take the lead. It didn't take Buffalo 3.5 minutes of the third period to tie it and take the lead. And they had the lead. And then Montreal, a little bit later, tied the game. And what does their captain do? Within 20 seconds, takes an elbowing penalty. It's like, what are you doing? I mean, he just loses his head too many times. And it's costly mistakes, costly penalties. The whole team sat in the penalty box too much, and Montreal wound up getting two power play goals. But you can't take that penalty at that point. Montreal has the momentum. Yep, you go to the penalty box. Guess what? Montreal scores a power play goal, and you lose the game. Your captain just can't do that. I'm sorry.
You indicated they were kind of in the basement of the standings a week or so ago. Where are they now?
Well, they had moved up like around to 16th before the game. You can see what this early in the season, what a three-game winning streak can do for you. It takes you from only one team in just a week ago, only one team had fewer points than they did, and in a points percentage. And, you know, you win three, and all of a sudden you come vaulting up the standings a little bit. You got yourself to a 500 points percentage. And then you lose this one, and it's just like, okay, you're going to go down a little bit. They're down to 21st right now in the league. whereas a week ago they were 31st. And but it just ruins. They went 4-1-1, you know, a little while ago, about 2 weeks ago, and then they lose three straight. That's their MO, that they play well for a little bit, and then they ruin it, and then they play well for a little bit, and then they ruin it. And that's what they've done for years. Before this group ever got together, that's what they've done. And that's why they haven't had a four-game winning streak since, as I said, January of 2023.
Yikes. I was hoping for it yesterday. Still just a point off of Boston in third place, you know, despite the up and down after 16 games played by both those teams. So I don't know. Maybe there is striking distance there. But, you know, Paul, what's on tap for the Sabres? I know they got St. Louis this week and then what, a road trip?
Yeah, St. Louis, and then it's going to Philadelphia after that. And then they it's not like the St. Louis Blues are, but that's not good news for the Sabres. St. Louis Blues are right under the Sabres. They're 22nd. Well, that doesn't really bode well for the Sabres. The Sabres need to play the teams in first, second, and third place. That's when they do well. That's when they beat the Florida Panthers. That's when they beat the New York Rangers. That's when they beat the Dallas Stars. But when they play the teams that are down near the bottom, that's when they have their problems.
Frustrating to be a fan, that's for sure. All right, Paul, thanks so much. We always enjoy talking to you.
Thank you for having me.